Alex Neil, you knew what the equation was to take it to the last day and job done.
Yeah, we did that. I think this is certainly one of the games where we'll take the result and the performance separate, because it's probably as poor as we've played technically in terms of moving the ball and controlling the game, but still managed to win a game this year. I think we've had plenty of times where we've performed very well and went on and not won, which is even more frustrating. So I don't want to take any away from the players, because they dug in, they've done what they need to do to get the result, but it certainly wasn't a vintage performance from us. It's not one that will live long in the memory, I don't think.
Would you put that down to all the tension and what's on the game?
No, I wouldn't. I'd put it down to the fact that I thought we started brightly. I thought we started quite sharp. And then, to be fair, at Sheffield United, I thought they grew into the game. I thought they dominated from probably about 20 minutes up until half-time. You know, we had to change our shape right before half-time just to see, to get us to half-time. And then at half-time, I had a chat with them. I just simplified things. We just went and matched them up. Went three at the back, two up front. And made it more of a sort of a battling game, if you like, because I don't think our use of the ball was as good as what it normally is. I don't think we competed well enough in the first half. But listen, what you ask your players is, and I said to them at half time, you go out and you win the second half, nobody remembers the first half. And at this stage of the season, nobody really remembers the fact that you've played well. What they remember is what the result is. And they dug in, they put their bodies in the line, and we managed to get the goal that was important. I think the only disappointment I've got is I thought the second goal should have stood. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that. And the linesman's obviously cut it off, so that made it a tense end to the match for us, but we managed to get there.
Have you seen it back, the second goal?
Yeah, I don't think I see anything wrong with it. So, yeah, it's just one of them ones where he's obviously seen something that I haven't.
And the goal that did win the game, Alan Brown's tucked it away, but tremendous credit to Josh Harrop for finding that yard of space and getting his shot away.
Yeah, we managed to work the ball down the left, we put it in, and Josh gets a good shot, obviously the keeper doesn't hold it, and we managed to stick it in the net. And to be honest, at that stage, I think whoever scored the first goal was going to go on and win the game. You know, it looked like one of the type of games. Certainly the way that we were playing, we weren't looking as if we were going to create too many chances.
Was it a big call for you to select Josh Harrop from the start today?
Not really, because he's played well in recent weeks, Josh, and he seems to have a more of an understanding of what I've been asking him to do, and that's only going to happen over time. Like Josh, I didn't think we had our best game today. I've seen him play a lot better, but he was involved in the bit that mattered.
Callum Robinson in behind early on, just lost his footing at the key moment.
Yeah, we had some good opportunities, although our sort of play wasn't as smooth as what it normally is. We did pose some problems at times, so that's certain areas that we need to try and improve on.
Did you feel you managed the game well after you'd got the goal?
Yeah, and I think people think that we practice the dark arts, but for having such a young team, they actually take it upon themselves to go and try and see the game out and kill time. And listen, I've been on the other side of it, where it's really frustrating and you're shouting and you're wanting to try and get the game started, but when you're hanging on to a lead, every team in the division does it. So for us today, that was something that we had to manage the game to make sure we got the result.
You had many big performers out there and numerous blocks, but maybe Greg Hunningham's header close to the end of the first half was the best of the lot.
Yeah, and listen, Sheffield put us under pressure. There were a lot of cutbacks, a lot of crosses into the box. But I think certainly at the end, when we put Tom Clark in as well, we had three centre-backs across the back. Greg, who's a defensive left-back, and Darnell, who's a defensive right-back. We had a real bank of five, making sure that we weren't going to be breached, and they did their job really well.
One or two in the wars, I've got to ask you. How's Ben Pearson?
Yeah, he's okay. He was taking cramp, so that wasn't manufactured in terms of him going down. But I understand the frustration when he does, because it slows the game down. But he was suffering from cramp for probably about the last 30 minutes, but unfortunately we'd made the subs.
What was your emotion when you saw 6 minutes of stoppage time?
Just obviously you want to hang on. I mean, I didn't know any of the scores elsewhere, so as far as I was concerned, we either would have had a chance of the playoffs or we wouldn't have. But the main thing for us was just try to see the game out and get 3 points, really.
You talked about having young players in the side, and it's going to be a long 8 days until the final game. How do you manage their expectation, their excitement, their energy?
Yeah, they'll be fine. We'll have a couple of days off now. We'll come in, we'll do a wee bit of training, then we'll have another day off, and then we'll build up to the game. So there won't be any issues as far as we're concerned for that. I think the pressure and the fear of maybe losing and not getting into the playoffs will certainly go on to other teams. It certainly won't be in our camp.
And you had one or two out there, finally, who obviously weren't 100% fit and haven't done too much training this week. Will they be okay?
Yeah, I hope so. Like I say, we'll give them a couple of days off, and then we'll get them in and assess them. But hopefully they can do a bit more training this week than they did last.